Are you afraid of death? We wish to be reborn in the Western Pure Land in order to reach a stage of patient acceptance based on the awareness of the unproduced nature of all existence. What exactly have we understood at this stage of awareness? Unproduced means non-arising and free from birth. That which is free from birth is thus free from death. Some people are very afraid when they hear about death, but as practitioners of Buddha recitation, we need not be afraid of death. If you have committed grave offenses and are afraid of falling into the three lower realms, of course you will be afraid of death. But as people who recite the name of the Buddha and wish to be reborn in the Western Pure Land, we should not be afraid. We must understand that we need to go to the end of this path of death before we can be reborn in the Western Pure Land. When we realize the stage of patient acceptance based on awareness of the unproduced nature of all existence, we will be free from birth. There is no death without birth. Death is feared by a lot of people who think that it is an unlucky word, but once you understand these reasons, you should not be afraid. Some practitioners of Buddha recitation who want to be reborn in the Western Pure Land request help chanting from others on their deathbed because they feel that they have not honed their skills well and are not confident that they can be reborn in the Western Pure Land. They need a little push in the form of help chanting from others in order to get there. However, one needs to be concerned about whether fellow practitioners will be available right before the time of one's death. Also, after death, the body should not be moved for at least 8 hours, otherwise they will feel pain and give rise to anger. This will prevent their rebirth in the Western Pure Land, and they may end up falling into the hells. Isn't that frightening? This is what is generally stated in Buddhist teachings. The body of the deceased should not be moved for at least 8 hours after passing. When I was in Hong Kong, I saw many old practitioners who practiced Buddha recitation vigorously to be reborn in the Western Pure Land. They have surely seen through birth and death, but have they let it go? That aside, at least they take their practice seriously. However, at the end of their lives, if they had not accomplished their skills and have not realized Buddha recitation samadhi, they will not be confident about being reborn in the Western Pure Land. This is when they will need help chanting from others. But nowadays, it is hard to even find someone to practice together with, much less someone who can come for help chanting at the end of their lives. It is also frightening to know that in Hong Kong, when someone passes away, within 10 minutes after they stop breathing, the body is sent to the mortuary. Those who are more fortunate may pass away in their own homes. That is much better than passing away in a hospital where they are sent off to the mortuary right away. Then is it all right to stay at home and wait to die? According to the laws in Hong Kong, once someone passes away, the police must be notified right away. It is against the law to not call the police within 1 hour. Once the police are called, a vehicle will come and transport the body to the morgue, where the body will immediately be placed in the mortuary. In Hong Kong, there is no waiting for 8 hours. The body is sent to the mortuary within 2 hours, while the body is still warm. In general, it is said that when a person passes away, you must wait a full 8 hours. Only after the body has fully lost its temperature will the eighth consciousness leave the body. If the body still retains some warmth, then the eighth consciousness has not left yet. It is as they say, the master is the one that comes first and leaves last. This means when we are born, the eighth consciousness is the first to arrive, and it is the last to leave when we pass away. It is like our underwear. It is the first thing we put on and the last thing we take off. Knowing this, many lay practitioners are very afraid. I tell them, since you are so afraid, then think of the Buddha saying, Think of the sufferings in the hell and bring forth the resolve for Bodhi. If you are truly afraid of death and you wish to be liberated, then why not recite the Buddha's name sincerely? With utmost sincerity, one's practice will be responsive. Patriarch Yingguang says, "With the utmost sincerity, one's practice will definitely evoke a response. Efficaciousness is brought about through sincerity." If you are sincere but feel that your practice is ineffective, then you have not yet brought forth your utmost sincerity. As it is said, where acute sincerity goes, even metals and rocks will be split open. If our practice is not effective, then it is due to our many karmic obstacles and our wandering minds not allowing us to focus. We must feel a great sense of shame and quickly bring our minds back to reciting the Buddha's name. Ordinary people may say that they are afraid of death and suffering in the lower realms, but they are not truly afraid. If they were truly afraid of death and suffering, then how could they not be sincere? Everyone should bring forth utmost sincerity and bring that sincerity to the maximum. Some people say, "I am already sincere in my practice. Why has my practice not been effective?" Do not rush. Instead, remain calm, knowing that whenever there is a cause, there will be an effect. If you plant a seed today, will it sprout tomorrow, blossom the next day, and give you fruits on the third day? That would be impossible. You cannot simply plant the seed. You must plant it deep, prevent pests from eating it, and remove all other factors that might prevent its growth. You must also fertilize and water the plant. With all that care, it will definitely bloom and bear fruits. We must know all phenomena arise dependent on conditions. All these conditions must be met and done just right, so there is no need to be in a hurry. We need to practice single-mindedly. Is it difficult to practice single-mindedly? It is not difficult. If you are sincere, it will not be difficult.